Hello?
This is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Do you have a minute? Ma'am?
Depends. What? On what?
The survey is about your opinions, about some topics and subjects that are taking place in the country right now, like gun safety.
Okay.
Okay. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of a firearm is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Is.
It is. Thank you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with the key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or trigger lock. Is stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I don't think there should be firearms. I don't like guns.
Okay, so you will oppose or support?
Well, if you have to have a gun, it should be locked up.
Okay. So that means that you will support the safety.
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. What about if it was a locked container or case?
No, be too easy to open.
Okay. So you will oppose. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about if the lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm? Will you support or oppose?
For what?
Would you support or oppose a law that defines securely storage to include a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Yes, as long as the ammunition isn't with it.
Okay, so that means that you will support. You have to say either you support or oppose. Those are the two options.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. What about if it was a combination lock?
No.
Oppose? Okay.
Locks can be cut off.
I'm sorry?
Locks can be cut off.
Okay. I understand that. What about if it was a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
That might work.
You would support that then?
Yes.
Thank you. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, is stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you feel it is secure or it is not secure.
If it has a trigger lock,
okay,
it should be secure.
Okay. What about if a yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But there shouldn't be ammunition in it, regardless.
Okay. Thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely? Would you support or oppose?
Only if it was the owner's.
Okay, if it's in possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer.
Right.
Okay, so you support?
What was the question again?
If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
Yes, it should always be.
Okay, thank you.
It should always be.
Okay, so you support that?
Yes.
Thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to go get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose?
I don't know. I don't know how I'd answer that one.
You are undecided?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
What was the question?
Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
No.
You oppose?
Yes.
Thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Put that to me again.
Okay, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Yes.
Support?
Yes.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with the minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Would you support or oppose?
Those are long questions. Repeat that one again.
Okay, will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with the minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Yes.
Do you support that?
Yes.
Thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself female or male?
Female.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. You have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.